What makes this the right game of the two to get Steve Mason back in there for you tonight in goal?
Liked his last full road game. He's been good there. It's the kind of game that I think that he can excel at and put a lot of pucks to the net here in traffic. Connor's got enough games on him right now that a couple of days in between games can help recharge some batteries. So Steve would have played a bunch of games. It's in this block if it wasn't due to injury. And it's different for a goalie that, you know, runs a month where you don't play, but you're healthy. Your mind can play tricks on you. When you're coming off an injury, you're focused on getting healthy, getting feeling good. So he's actually in, I think, a real positive place to go in tonight.
Chance for Connor to work on a few things too, Paul?
Sure. I mean, we haven't had enough practice time, and certainly when he's run the number of games that he's had, you're really watching that workload, so it gave him a chance to get out for a little bit of time and get working on some things, yeah.
For Steve, what are the keys to knocking off the rust for a goalie? I mean, it's not like a player where you can kind of ease into it with a hit or something else like that.
I think that would be more for us, you know. Let's give him a chance to feel some pucks from the outside early, get a real good recovery on anything that he doesn't handle, and let him work his way into the game.
I know he's on the other side now, but to coach Chris Thorburn, what was that like for you as he plays his former mates here tonight? He admitted that he's pretty nervous.
Yeah, you know what? He stopped by to say hello to everybody, and he's such a big personality. And guy walks down the hallway, and everybody walks out, all the trainers and coaches and the players that are here to say hello to him. He had a real positive impact on our team and the culture of our group, and we're really glad that he's found a place that he can play and make an impact.
So that was important to get someone like Matt Hendricks to kind of fill that hole that Thorburn left, Paul?
Yeah, we needed that veteran presence. We were young on our bottom six as well, not just up top, and we needed a guy to kind of continue to shepherd him along.
Well, the optional guy is good to go tonight?
Yeah, we believe so.
The story for St. Louis is largely the injuries, that's the way we look at it from the outside. Are we not making a big enough deal about the loss of Buff and Toby? People don't talk about it the same way, but no, that's a pairing gone.
We're fine about that. You know, yeah. I mean, it's big injuries right from the start, and I think the question was how were they going to be able to get out of the gate, and they answered that, right? So they've done a marvelous job of surviving some important people out of their lineup. There's a really good depth here. We feel we've developed some depth on our group, so we miss Buff and Toby for sure. The minutes and the situations that they play in. But everybody, and these guys are a perfect example, everybody has to go through it, and to do well, you have to flourish in those